from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we hope Jalen Carter, and we expect Jalen Carter to be a great player for a long time. Let's listen to Vic Fangio. John, I do like Fangio. You know, it's funny. Some coaches don't want to give the platitudes to young guys because they just don't go there. You know, they make them earn it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't quite tell if Vic Fangio is doing that with Jalen Carter here, or if this is just a situation where he actually doesn't know a player that comes to mind comparable skill set-wise. Make of it what you will. It's a pretty short answer from Vic Fangio yesterday when asked this question about Jalen Carter.
Buddy.
Who?
Jalen Carter.
All right, let's back it up. Justin, start it over. All right, so Vic Fangio, let's get it from the beginning. Vic Fangio is asked a question about Eagles second-year player Jalen Carter.
Does Jalen Carter remind you of anybody?
Who?
Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter. Not yet.
So
that was pretty funny.
So maybe it's like I don't want to praise him. Like if I say Jerome Brown, then it's like I put that on his plate. You know, that or Fletcher Cox or Aaron Donald. Or maybe it's just stylistically, it's not Warren Sapp. John, does
that
he...
That was an unsatisfying answer for me.
Well, but I...
Jeez.
But you know what I mean? Some coaches
Jalen
don't...
Jalen Carter. It's almost like he's like... Okay,
Ooh.
Let me try to think about this for a second. Jalen.
But sometimes it's... How do I want to get out of answering the question? John, let me ask you this. Who does he stylistically remind you of?
Jeez.
Is it more Aaron Donald, Warren Sapp, Fletcher Cox? Shaq.
Seriously.
Oh, Shaq Leonard or Shaq O'Neal?
No, Shaq. Like when Shaq at LSU was dominating, like sheer physicality and just like unstoppability, that's the best version of Jalen Carter. When I watched him last year just abusing NFL veterans, NFL Pro Bowlers, this kid can be
good.
Shaq.
Listen, that's a very satisfying answer. But you get how sometimes coaches don't want to go.
Sure.
Think about,
he doesn't want to say
think
this guy's going to be the next. Yeah.
Right? You know, if
Shaq-esque player, a guy who could potentially help you win a world title type thing.
I thought Jalen Carter's start to his rookie year. Now, it tailed off at the end. But I thought the start of his rookie year was the most impressive start for defensive linemen that I've seen in my lifetime, the Eagle has had since Reggie White. I thought he was better last year than Jerome. Now, I was young. I want to be fair and honest here. I was young rookie Jerome. And obviously, I was an adult for rookie Fletcher. But I will tell you, my recollection is Jalen Carter's first half last year was more dominant than Jerome Start and Fletcher Start. And they were both really good, really quick.
But he just wasn't able to maintain it.
Yeah.
This year, you'd expect, look, their whole focus this offseason has been conditioning. Let's get you guys ready to play longer, more snaps this season. They know that the D-line, they're going to have to lean into those guys a little bit more. I can't wait for them to lean into Jalen Carter.
He's really important. Look, you guys know my thing. I used to say this about Fletcher, and it's going to be applied to Jalen Carter moving forward. I used to say Fletcher Cox's job wasn't to play defensive line or defensive tackle. Fletcher Cox's job was to dominate. That was his job. He was paid to dominate. He was the best defensive player on the team for a good 6 to 8 years. Like, that was his job. Be an ass kicker. To me, John, Jalen Carter is in that realm. Like, they need him.
Oh.
They need him because you can make the case there's really only two truly great players on this team defensively. And that's if Darius Slay still has it at the highest level. The two guys you can expect to dominate or have a shot to dominate, are Darius Slay and Jalen Carter. Otherwise, you're dealing with guys that you hope can be really good contributors. But no one else is like, this guy's a stud. So, you know, they need him.
I do feel like some of these young cornerbacks are studs,
but
too early
to
put the stamp of approval. Yeah. Like, these guys are ironclad.
Totally. I mean, that's rarified air in the NFL.
What, though? Quinyon Mitchell, I'm not going to jump the gun and say he's there. I think it's exciting, really exciting, that he has the physical tools that he has. I didn't realize he would look as big and look as explosive as he does. This guy, it's the real deal. And I know he's small school, but, you know, it's a worry from personal experience watching the young guys come in from small schools. It really is hit and miss.
Well, it seems like he's legit. Yeah.
In terms of the measurables and the way he looks so far.
You know what's crazy, John? We still don't even know if he's going to start.
Right. I think he probably will find his way out there.
Which spot?
As the nickel at this point?
It's instead of Avanti. So you think young Quinyon is better than old Avanti?
I do.
But
I'm not sure. I think that his upside, just the way that he plays the route, jumped the route in a small opportunity in the preseason.
Well,
I'm really putting a lot of weight on that, but I love the gamesmanship. Here, like, he got into a game and he made a play. He took a chance, and it wasn't so much of a chance because he has the makeup speed, he has the agility, he has the confidence that it's not a risk.
Of course, Avanti made a play that you can make the case was the best play in the preseason.
That's
so far.
Too.
You know, and here's where it gets really interesting. Let's say the coaching staff considers Avanti Maddox week one a better player, but only a slightly better player than Quinyon Mitchell. They could go to Quinyon just for developmental purposes. Like, he's close to being as good as Avanti. Hey, let's get him out there 4, 5, 6 games, and by game 6 or 7, he's definitely a better player. I mean, there is a theory that a young player just needs reps and go put him out there.
There's another theory, that the old school theory, that Vic Fangio, I guarantee, has heard and probably abides by, that for every rookie you start, you lose a game.
No, it does happen. That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's also remind you, today's Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, which team has a better chance to win a title in the next 6 months? Is it the Phillies or the Eagles? Second poll question, what struck you the most from the weekend with the Phillies? Four choices here. Is it A, the wins? Obviously, they won 2 of 3 over the weekend. 4 of 5 going back to midweek last week. Is it B, alumni weekend? C, Taiwan still struggling? Or D, Topper? And this is certainly my answer, unfortunately, but it's what I feel. Topper not using Bryce or JT in the 9th inning yesterday as a pinch hitter. Let's talk to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing all right, Patrick.
Listen to Phil's. Taiwan, it was my third time seeing him pitch this year. And
meaning at the game?
Yeah. And it's just like you're watching it. And it's first of all, the bank is just so cool. And But when you're watching, at least for me, when you're watching a game, because I'm a big radio guy, and you don't hear everything going in. But, you know, my own broadcast, I can see, you can see what's going to happen. And it's super frustrating. And Rhea, to your point, man, it was just like, are you kidding me? I got Taiwan Walker. I got no JT. I got no Price. Like,
if I'm a Sunday ticket holder, I'm like, come on, stop doing this to me on Sundays.
I got a Sunday ticket package.
I had one for years.
And it's just like, come on, man. Like, you got to put your best effort.
So, Patrick, I'm okay with them not starting. I really am. I mean, I don't expect Bryce Harper yesterday with 39 games to go to have to start in all 39. I really don't. But, you know, you're facing a weak team, and you know, you hope you can find a way to get by anyway. I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with Rob Thompson not going to him in the ninth inning. I think it's utterly unacceptable.
The flip side to any counterpoint would be like, look, listen, when I see a major league player in 2024 lay down a bunt like I did the other game, like that guy, like I'm a Cal fan just because of that, you know, and that doesn't mean you let him, you know. I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, the flip side.
Look, Patrick, someday Cal Stevenson can tell his grandkids.
What's that?
Someday Cal Stevenson can tell his grandkids, my manager trusted me in a Major League Baseball game to bat in the ninth inning with Bryce Harper sitting on the bench. I mean, I would tell that to my grandkids.
Would you tell them the outcome?
I would.
That you hit into a rally-killing double play?
I would leave that part out.
Yeah,
I would choose not to lie. I would just say, let's change the subject. By the way, how about the weather? It's great, great day out here. We got kids in the year 2070. Great day. Now, Patrick, it's frustrating, man. It really is.
Last thing, would Bryce Harper, the GM, like, what would Bryce Harper do as a coach / GM / player? You know what I mean? Like, what would Harper do in that spot?
Listen, that's fascinating, and I think the most fascinating of all, what did John Middleton think of it?
Ooh, even better.
You know?
I didn't see him in the crowd. I couldn't ask him last time.
Patrick, was Bryce ready to play? Did Bryce study that pitcher? I don't know the answer to that. That is something that has come up
pitcher's
during this show.
Pitcher's not a Cy Young candidate.
I got
you,
it. He also has good numbers against Finnegan historically, I know.
So he knows him.
Absolutely. He's faced him plenty.
Period, end of story. He knows the pitcher. Patrick, give me a mystifying decision. You can win the Incubus tickets.
Yeah. One of my favorite Merle Reese. Congratulations, Merle, man. We love you in the Hall of Fame, which is crazy. But how about 4th-and-1? Cowboys, who was that? Barry Switzer?
Yeah, it was Barry Switzer. That's a very interesting answer. Now, again, and I'm being a stickler on some of these. the theory Barry Switzer had going was, you know, my offensive line is the greatest offensive line of all time, and I got one of the five best running backs of all time. Let's go get a yard. Now, the problem for him was the ball was on the 29-yard line. And the problem, John, we've brought this up. We had Barry Switzer on the show like 6-7 years ago, and I brought it up to him. And you remember his response?
No.
Yeah, but we, the Cowboys, won the Super Bowl that year. So
that's a good comeback.
Pipe down with your little fourth and one talk.
It was a great moment, though.
It was unbelievable.
It was a great moment.
Well, the Eagles are the only team in the history of football that has a fourth and one moment and a fourth and 26 moment.
Oh, wow.
I mean, about as polar opposite as you can get. One on offense, one on defense, and two of the great moments in the history of the franchise. One was, matter of fact, the Eagles have two fourth and ones now that I think about it. Because I was thinking about fourth and one on defense. You also had fourth and goal with the Philly special. And that's called more fourth and goal than fourth and one, but it's the same thing now that you think about it. All right, John, I want to get to a John Middleton story. So, you know, this is a very interesting story from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Scott Lauber put together. And he's got a series of quotes from Middleton. Now, I don't know exactly when he got these quotes. Was it?
I'm assuming it was pregame, because if it was postgame, some of those quotes in there take on different meaning.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. And Middleton was obviously more, I don't want to say accessible, but I mean, obviously more visible this weekend with all the alumni. I mean, he was right there yesterday when the alums are walking on the field. He's the guy patting them on the back, basically, as they're walking on the field. So, you know, look, it's a big weekend for John Middleton. He gets to roll out, hey, here's Philly's history. And that's great. I mean, he and they did a great job, as they always do with that stuff. Couple of interesting quotes, John, in the Scott Lauber piece. He caught up with Middleton. And here are some of the quotes. And this is, let's play a game, like, what do you make of this? So, he's talking about the slide that had happened. And again, maybe this was quotes from Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. But the piece came out today. Piece came out today, right, Ray? This is the first time you saw it
today? Yeah, it came out this morning at 5 a.m.
All right. Yeah. So here is one series of quotes from Middleton about the slide. He says, I can't recall a Phillies team that was as good as our team was through July 11th, struggling the way this team struggled beginning July 12th. The first week was bad, but that happens. The second week was worse, but that happens. By the time it got to the third and fourth week, it was like, okay, stop. So you got an owner that was getting ticked, and I appreciate that. The story also indicates that he does listen to sports talk radio. So WIP listener, and, you know, if Middleton's listening right now, he's hearing a day when a lot of people are taking his manager to task. Take it for what it is. Middleton was asked for his take on the 8-18, 26 game, you know, span of time. He referred to it, quote, as a significant issue. He also said, and this is a quote, I don't think you could just sit there and say, oh, well, this has happened and therefore we'll turn it around. I don't think you can be that passive. I think you have to be pushing and pushing people to rethink what they've been doing. That's coaches and that's players. Everybody has to step back and say, what are we doing wrong? Why is a team that was winning at a 700 clip for 3.5 months now playing at a 325 clip for the last 5 weeks? Now, here's another interesting thing, because he was talking at one point about his role as owner. And, you know, one of the things I've said through the years, clearly, I grew up, you know, as a Sixers fan, right in the heart of the Harold Katz nonsense. For those too young to know, Harold Katz was, I mean, while the Sixers won a title in 83, he was generally a disastrous owner. And I'm reading this book on Barkley right now. And man, does it detail some of the mistakes. Over-involvement of Harold Katz.
Yeah, he worked out Brad Daugherty in his driveway and wouldn't draft him.
Right. Like, that ain't your decision. I mean, it shouldn't be. I mean, if you want it to be, it can be, but it shouldn't be. So here's something John Middleton said, essentially talking about his role as owner. He said, you have to understand your limitations, your strengths and your weaknesses. Let other people who can do those jobs better than you can do the job. It's also a reason why I'm very careful about not being around the players and the coaches too much. So it's very interesting, and I appreciate that. But I also know, John, you know, I want him to question Dombrowski and Rob Thompson on why did Bryce Harper not get that at bat. Not necessarily overrule them.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but at least question, because I think Lurie is a questioner, and I think it's one of Lurie's strengths.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's a real strength of Jeffrey Lurie. Let me question my top lieutenants on what they're doing so that I know that they have set the right course for our franchise.
Yeah, sure. Explain this decision, Rob. Maybe when revisiting it, we will have a different opinion of whether it was the right thing to do or not.
One more thing here. And then again, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react to everything we're discussing here today. So the story ends this way, John. I mean, the second to last paragraph has this doozy in it. And again, this is from Scott Lauber in the Inquirer. Middleton says, now think about this in light of yesterday. Although, again, remember, these quotes probably came before yesterday's game, if I had to guess. Middleton said this, you have to strike while the iron's hot, and it's hot right now. The players and the coaching staff have to understand that. They have to go after it hard. And then you have a game.
That was not going after it hard.
When you get Cal Stevenson and Garrett Stubbs instead of Bryce Harper and JT in the ninth inning.
This team demonstrated that they were willing to sacrifice, do whatever it took to be great. It felt like we were back on that winning track. And then this was an omission. Like this didn't fall under that category.
Fascinating. Your reaction to it all. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.